Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where I talk about what's on my mind, how it impacts my day, and I hope it helps you, because if you keep good things on your mind, you're going to have better days. I go through life hoping for good days every day, and I find them more when I live purposefully. So living purposefully is super important. Make sure that you actually apply things to your life that are going to help you grow deeper in love with Jesus and walk in that positivity. You can focus on the negative things that happen to you, and what will you gain but a negative outlook? You can focus on the positive things, and you will gain a positive outlook. So gain that positive outlook by focusing on the positive things. I want to bring to you just a couple cool things I found here on just the bright side of life. Actual medical studies that have proven certain things, or that have found certain things. Now, you know, I mean, this is purely to motivate you to actually implement the things that I share on the podcast. This is to motivate you to actually use a few of these things in your daily life just to make it better, right? Just to enjoy life more. That's my goal for you. That's what I want you to do. So I hope that makes sense and that we can live and grow in that. So simply smile more is number one. And I found this on Johns Hopkins Medicine website. Simply smile more. A University of Kansas study found that smiling, even fake smiling, so put on a smile even if it's not real at that time, right, reduces heart rate and blood pressure during stressful situations. So try a few minutes of smiling. Watch some of The Office. That's one of the things I do. Pick your favorite TV show that makes you laugh. Watch it a little bit and see if you don't lighten your mood a little bit, okay? YouTube humor, if you like stand-up comedy, whatever you find that can basically, instead of getting frustrated while waiting in a line, instead of getting just upset that, you know, things aren't going the way that you want them to, get a little comedy in your life and put a smile on. It's difficult to not smile when you're watching like a funny video. Or a cat video, or a prank video, or whatever you like, as long as it's good and wholesome. And I mean, that is going to get you smiling. And sharing a smile with a friend is amazing too, right? Because if you smile at other people when they're not having that great of a day, sometimes that can help them. And you would be surprised, just sending a smile at someone. I can tell you, I was even having a rough day recently, and I saw someone that I know pretty well across work from me, and they just smiled and gave me a little wave, and that kind of brightened my day. It really just brought me back to that place where, okay, let's do this. You know, like everybody needs that uplifting, like, kind of spirit. So if you have the ability to lift others up today, do it. Smile at somebody. Man, that'd be awesome. Here's another one. So practice reframing situations. That's what I talk about on the podcast all the time. Guys, I talk about it because I know it works, because I use it myself, and then I just read it here. Instead of stressing out in a traffic jam, for instance, appreciate the fact that you can afford the car to get to spend a few extra minutes listening to music on the way to wherever you're going in that traffic jam. Accepting that there's absolutely nothing you can do to make it better, and that yelling or getting angry will not impact how quickly you get to that next spot. So enjoy the music. Enjoy the podcast that you're listening to. Hopefully this one. Enjoy the audiobook you get to listen to more. Whatever you get to do in that car, you get a little bit extra time that day. I mean, is that really that big of a bother? Come on. Like, think about it. Next, I want to give you some ideas on how to build your resiliency. Resiliency is basically your ability to adapt to stressful situation, to basically navigate a negative situation, or like overcoming loss, things like that. So experts from Johns Hopkins recommend these ways: maintain good relationships with friends and family. Friends and family. So if you have someone who's in your family that you don't get along with, probably not the person that this is talking about. So get those good relationships going. Use the relationships as beneficial. Don't take them for granted. When you get home, make sure that you are maximizing those relationships and loving the people who are around you. accept that change is part of your life. Be ready and adaptable when it comes. Change is going to happen to all of us. It's one of the biggest things. I've worked at my current job for over 11 years, and almost everything about that place has changed. The people have changed. The environment has changed. The walls have changed. The colors and everything that's painted has changed. The way we do our job has changed. All of it has changed. But it's still the place I've been for that long. And some of the people have been there along with me, but they've also been on that journey, so they've changed and grown, and it's awesome. So that's just one aspect of the way that change will impact you and your life. So think about some other areas where change is a part of your life. It don't always view it as a negative thing. Change is going to challenge you, but if you build that resiliency and keep going through that change, it'll build it even more for the next time you face change again. Because guess what? It's probably going to happen. It's probably going to change again. And that's okay, because you're going to be that more resilient as you go through it. Next, take actions on problems rather than just hoping they disappear and waiting for them to resolve themselves. So actually taking action to fix things. Like we talk about here on the podcast, if you take action and are purposeful about what you're about to do, it's always going to help you. It's almost never going to hinder you from getting done what you need to get done. So think about those things to build resilience, and that's going to really, really help you get it taken care of here. So just the fact that you have these hopes, and if you know Jesus, you have the greatest hope. So you have no reason to fear. Like, there is no worry. Instead of being anxious, you can pray about everything and know that God hears you, that God paid the way for you to be able to have relationship with him. So use that as your motivator today. Think positively. Go into your day knowing that you are loved and loving others. Guys, take a moment, share this podcast with someone you think can benefit from it. Make sure you like us on all the platforms. Give 5 stars. I really appreciate it. I just want other people to be able to hear the good news about what Jesus has for them. And I want you to have a wonderful and blessed day.